Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Carolyn Hall, and welcome into the CR3 Creative Table. Thank you. Welcome. I'm excited about tonight's show, and there's a couple of different reasons why. For one, I had no idea the caliber, the first thing that comes to my mind, of our guest tonight. And it just goes to testify to you. We've got to start listening to our instincts more. I interacted a few times with tonight's guest in our social media networks, and there's been a couple of different opportunities that we were trying to see if we could work together, and the timing just wasn't right. But the point is, and this has been a few years, even when I first met her, I was impressed. And there was just something, but we didn't really get to communicate on that level and have our chat to get to know each other more. So all these years later, for me to reach out and ask me again, so happy. I'm and to hear this woman. So to who I'm referring to is Angela Butler. And Angela Butler is an actor. Personality. Her show is entitled Show Talk with Angela Butler, and it's on Blog Talk. Actually, we're going to talk to her because I was reading and doing some research, and I think that Angela has been in many different arenas. Currently, I believe that the Blog Talk is probably one of the most prominent as far as media. So, Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you for inviting me onto your great show.
I appreciate you.
Yes, yes, yes. You have a great show, too. I'm glad you were finally able to hook up with me because you're right. It's been about 3 years.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
So we're going to dive into it. I appreciate that, and I thank you for making the time. But I want to dive into it because what I wanted to do, the only difference I would say in our platform, how we're using Blog Talk, is when we first started the show, it really was just for an extension to our branding packages that we offered our clients, an opportunity to get up close and personal, get that exposure, have people meeting them virtually and what they offer. this time around, we've incorporated a lot of creativity, creative projects, creative events that are signature events. We even have a creative hub. I call it our innovative creative base, where we do some training of people that are creative lovers looking to incorporate their love for creativity into a business, or even establish businesses or community organizations, how to incorporate, how to enhance existing learning packages that they are, learning programs that they already have. So I wanted to create the creative table where women that are using their own creativity in their own unique way give their two cents, and it will be empowerment and inspiration for whether there's a new radio personality, young lady thinking of getting in the business, or somebody that's been doing it. I saw something that you've been doing for, you just made an announcement. We'll get to that too. So there's so many things. But first, I'm going to give you the mic and let you properly introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit of who you are and what you do. Take your time.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Angela Butler. I live in a small town in the Panhandle of Florida, about 3,500 people. I started the Angela Butler Show with Ms. Wingfield. Ms. Wingfield decided that we should part ways, but I stayed on Blog Talk Radio. And I started Show Talk with Angela Butler, and it is on January 2nd. It is in its ninth year. The reason I started Show Talk with Angela Butler was because of the things that I was seeing. Shortly after President Obama was elected, about 2009, the area in which I live started really discriminating real bad with a black president in office. They didn't even want to see him on TV. There's just a lot of racist things that were going on during President Obama's administration. You could drive down the road and things, and like an hour, an hour and a half from here, and there would be lots of white people out in the woods and things, cars alongside the road. And it was scary. It was a scary time. The white nationalists were meeting and things, but then the criminal justice system was getting worse. So I started Show Talk with Angela Butler in hopes of giving someone a voice, people who other people did not want to hear, who they considered criminals, things like that. But as time has went on, almost 10 years, the show has went a lot of different directions. So that's where I'm at now. I'm going into my 10th year.
And that's the offer. That's the announcement I peeked at when I was double-checking your page to see if there was anything I missed that was current, and I saw that announcement. What are you doing? Go ahead and tell us what that opportunity is.
Right now, I'm trying to work with Dr. Kevin Vaughn with the AFFA, they're conducting genetic cancer testing and things like that. I've been a part of it about maybe a week or two, still in training, still learning the do's and don'ts. They work with different insurance companies, my understanding. They take Medicaid in, I think, Colorado and Georgia. There's certain things I can't say or do about AFFA because of compliance. But if anyone wants to contact me, they can. My email is angelabutlershow@gmail.com. If they'd like more information, or they can hit me up on Facebook as Angela Butler. I'm learning myself. It's genetic cancer. I've had family members with cancer. So far it hasn't been real, real close relatives, except for my father, Jimmy. He was the man who raised me. He's the one that married my father. I have five other brothers and sisters through their marriage. I miss them. Sometimes you miss people too late. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You miss people too late. Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking as
prostate.
You're talking.
He has prostate cancer. Yes, ma'am. Some people are living through cancer. Some are my sister's husband. He lived through it. He's still alive. A friend from a neighboring town, his father is still alive. Another lady's dead. My stepfather's dead. So there are some people living and some people dying. I think it depends on their age. And if they take chemotherapy or treatment and what type of insurance they have. The AFFA is for genetic cancer. Yes,
and that's being
early,
a voice.
Things like that. Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. Mhm. It's definitely aligned with what you just said that you started the show was you wanted to be a voice. Right, for people. And
yes,
that's exactly
ma'am.
What I think is just so beautiful. That's the beautiful right there. And because and then even tying it into this genetic cancer testing, that's community outreach. So it's giving back, but it's still being that voice for those within your community. So that's extremely important work. Now you mentioned that you go with the flow with your, you mentioned that there were many phases that you had to go with the flow with your career. You have that entertainment under your belt too. That entertainment industry and then it trickled over into your radio shows, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But it's still... It ties in. How does it? You tell us. I'm just I guess that might have been an assumption. Does it tie in?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm sure you have a structured format, and it's really great. It's nice to talk with another black woman that's on Blog Talk Radio. I think it's wonderful, you know, that you're doing what you are doing. I think it's great, and I hope you get bigger and bigger. Me,
Thank
it's kind of like, I don't know how to say, God guides me to people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of guides me to people, and people contact me. The internet has been a great opportunity for me because otherwise, where I live at, I probably would not have a radio show or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of opportunities, and you have to have just about a bachelor's degree or a PhD or move away to have anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet has offered me a lot of opportunities. As far as the show talk with Daniel Butler, I just go with it, to be honest. I go with my feeling. I go with my mood.
you definitely do. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It should be more structured, but I have just different moods, different phases of what I'm going through, and that's how I interview.
Yeah, and don't change. Don't change. No, I would not say that there is what it should be. It is what it's supposed to be. And that's what we're trying to convey to people is go for a dream. Set a dream. You set a dream. You set goals. You're not afraid to do the hard work. Go for it. You know, whatever that's going to be is whatever it's going to be. There are obviously some practical things that you've got to put into it to make it successful. And you were just listing the realities of some of the challenges. And this is your story, your journey. And I love it that, you know, structure according to whose, you know, who's structured. That's like that word, you know, that's not right. According to who? So you have to be true to you. And that was one thing I noticed is your guest, you have guests all over the board. You have from entertainment. You have from political. You have from some world leaders. You have some really wonderful guests. And I'm always intrigued to see who is she going to have on now and what you're going to be talking about. So I think you should keep on going with that flow and let it be what it's going to be. But now that's something, though, because in your journey, even though with all these different phases, did you feel that you stay aligned to yourself and what you always wanted, or did you have to shift? I mean, we all have to shift. We know that. But how far away did you veer away from why you started doing what you were doing?
My original thing was about the criminal justice system, the unfairness of it. I would have Mr. James Costin Jr. on, Mr. Lionel Gant, different people who had from prison to college and things like that, programs. The criminal justice system, some people, I have to admit, should be there. But the way racism is, it's systemic. Racism is. So it affects all parts of our lives, even when we don't realize it. It's a system from high up to all the way down. It's an actual system, racism is. And it's prevalent through all of America. It's just some people experience it more than others. But most of the discrimination is through the laws. That's why it was started. Some people should be there, but there had to be a change with the criminal justice system. It has to be, because there are 18 years old people going in now with people who've been in prison 20, 30, and 40 years who have killed people for drugs. Mm-hmm. My most recent thing that I interviewed, it was an old interview from 2012 with Mr. Donovan McCleary with Mr. Singleton. He recently passed away, Mr. John Singleton. And I had that old interview, so I put it out as a way to say a tribute to Mr. John Singleton with Mr. Donovan McCleary. He was in Boys in the Hood. So that was my last show, but it was an old show.
Right, but it was beautiful tribute, no doubt. You say something that makes me think while you're talking. You have been an advocate in just a short period of time that we're chit-chatting at this creative table, and you have shown that you have a passion for advocacy in the community, the cultural issues, right, and the concerns that you have, and you seem very strong and convicted in what you feel, and I'm sure it's voiced through everything that you do, you know, because it just sounds so natural. But on that note, being someone, being that radio personality that's interviewing all different types of people with different views, some that conflict with each other, right, or can be even controversial, how do you stay neutral, right? Without allowing your own personal stuff to come up in the interview, how do you maintain that neutralism?
I'm not always neutral. I have emotions and feelings. I'm not always neutral, and that's probably why I'll never be on CNN or anything like that, because I'm not always neutral. My passion can come out in my voice. My strong convictions can come out in my voice of what I really feel is right and wrong. I just can control it, rein it in, will it in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can control it, but it's still there, that of what's right and what's wrong to me. The last person
as
I interviewed was Ricky Jason. Yes, ma'am. I can control my emotions, but it's still there.
What were you going to say about your first interview with who, Ricky?
Mr. Ricky Jason, yes. Your last interview was with him. My first interview, I believe, was with Ms. Belinda Michaels from Atlanta, Georgia, and Mr. Eddie Levert Jr., the son of the legendary Mr. Eddie Levert. He's his son, the singer from the OJs. That was my first interview. My last interview, taped interview. I'm not talking about the one with Donovan McCreary. I'm talking about the one with Mr. Ricky Jason. It was my last taped news interview. I guess you wonder if I have any pointers. Well, just stay true. Stay true to what you, what. Stay true to yourself. I know there's people on CNN and MSNBC that would like to be able to do what I'm doing, but they won't have a job if they do. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the things I talk about are real controversial, but just so happened that did end up on CNN, Mr. Ricky Jason and them in the execution, the second execution of the second white man. Well, actually, it was in 1840, there was execution of a white man for killing a black human being, a black man, a black person. As a black woman, you know, I got tired of seeing the killings anyway. So, flashing down TV, you know, sensational and all this, you know, for everyone. But it hit home because I have two brothers and I have a grandson. But anyway, Mr. William King was executed 3 or 4 days ago. It's the second, the third white man to be executed in the United States. I said it's second because I don't even know who it was in 1840. Executed for murdering a black man of 3 white supremacists who murdered Mr. James Burgeon and Mr. Ricky Jason. Has a documentary on YouTube about it. He's won 46 awards. That was my last story, live taping, and it was about 3 or 4 days ago.
Wow. So you're walking, you've just got to be walking away with a lot of good golden nuggets from even people that you're interviewing or talking with that have different views than you, because it's able to have dialogue, whatever you feel that's important to you. And like you said, what a piece of advice you give to those that are thinking about maybe getting into the industry or already in the industry, maybe they're having a shift as well. But I think it's important. I've been seeing a lot of, every morning I got my own little ritual. You know, I wake up and I do what I got to do. And then I listen to my tutorial, right? Try to get in that frame of mind. I try to open up my mind. I try to educate myself with something new every day. And it's just a common link across the board where I'm hearing, especially amongst our women, because obviously that's, I'm grabbing a lot of platform in our business. We've been around for a minute. We do strategic market planning and event planning, so branding and extensions to that. So, of course, you get innovative just like the market is, and you grow and you learn and you adjust. But the one thing that I do know is I have stayed true. It's so neat when I look back at my mission statement or my business plan or some old document that I'm coming, the project is resurfaced, so I got to dig for the old file. It's so, I love it. It makes me so happy that it's still aligned to that. Obviously, there's been some adjustments, you know, but a lot of it is positive growth, and that's just such a good feeling. So
yes,
I know I'm picking up nuggets in our little bit of time of talking, and this is a part of why I wanted to make this time when I came around back on the radio station. A little bit more, a little bit deeper I wanted to get. And then also align it with our business development and what we're offering, which is a lot more services just for the woman in business, and more pinpointed that creative woman in business. So creativity comes out in all kinds of ways because you have the actress, you know, under your belt as well. You can't get any more creative
ma'am.
Than that, getting on the stage. Right, going into character.
Yes, ma'am.
But when you talk about it, see, it's easy when we're saying it, right? And it makes sense. We know it makes sense. We've done it. But what kind of practical daily, the life skills, the life coping skills? Because you can't walk around angry. Your passion seems to be the advocacy for what's right and wrong, and naturally so. And I'm sure we could probably have a 5-hour conversation on that. But you can't walk around. You know what I'm saying? You know, upset or angry and this and that. So you got to channel your energy in positive ways. So that takes practical skills. So share a little bit with us, like talk to that listenership that I'm hoping that we have that's interested in getting into this, this type of industry. What kind of skills are necessary? First of all, even like making the adaptions, and you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, at the beginning, and I think I made you go back to this. In the very beginning, there were people who wanted to know, have the interview questions straight up front. So, you know, and I was told that by Ms. Wingfield, no pauses, no dead air time. Well, I kind of strayed from that. I like things to be natural. Sometimes the guest overpowers me. The person I'm interviewing overpowers me. It takes up a lot of time, but I also learn for those people. I learned that to ask who, what, why, and where. Who, what, why, and where. I learned that straight off the bat. And I don't write questions down like I used to. I probably should, because my most next guest, next person on the interview wants the questions wrote down. And I don't normally do that, and I don't. The reason I don't air anything or promote anything before the people come on is because people don't always show up. They don't always call in. So I pre-record. That works best for me. But I can tell you this, though. I've talked to some very professional black women who were really up there, who really made it. And their advice was to me was to promote on social media and different things like 2 or 3 weeks before the guest, before you interview the person on your show. But that didn't always work out for me because people didn't always call in. So that's how that went. But I think if someone was starting out, if they're going for like someone like Ms. Shirley Murdoch or someone from President Obama's cabinet, that it should probably get a contact or something with them that they're going to show up if they can. Email or something, so they won't be in the situation that I was in about 10 years ago.
Well, you got through it, and go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to say I learned a lot from the people I interview. They're all stars to me. I'm not where I would like to be, though, with the show, but I'm working towards it.
Well, you know what the point of sisterhood is also when we sit at a table, it's just I wanted to be as comfortable, as transparent. I want to show our vulnerabilities, and I know that it will evolve into all of those things, right, over time.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I take each conversation very personal, and that makes me feel like I've got to do my part and what I'm doing now, almost like you pass the baton. So I want to be that sisterhood of support because what you do is beautiful. You are beautiful. And to be able to stay in the industry for as long as you have with the ups and the downs, and anybody that knows anything is entertainment industry, radio personnel, media personnel, that's an industry that's forever changing, you know, turnaround, all that good stuff. So to be able to say that you have this longevity in it speaks volumes for itself. So what you choose to do as you go forward is going to fall into place, but it is good to have some plans. And ironically, Angela, this is something I do, help people even get things organized. Because sometimes there's so many ideas you have in your head, and then to lay it out in an organized fashion or structure and things of that to make it under that business structure that it should be, if, you know, that takes an outside eye. It does. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if you need help, okay, I am a very forward person. I will offer what I can only give. So if it's something I can take on and I can help in my own little way, and that's the thing is help comes in small ways, even helping your listenership. It feels like you got to be inspired again that you are truly making a difference. So if you're walking around these last couple days, months, years, feeling that you're not making a difference, I'm going to stop that right here, right now, because you are. In fact, that's one of the things that I wanted to start. Usually in my shows I ask people, because our time is winding down now, but I usually will ask people to share some words of encouragement. But I realized the whole conversation was nothing but usually, you know, the conversations I have with my guests are, I try to spotlight that empowerment angle because that's what it's about.
Yes,
we want to come.
Well, yeah, the empowerment. Yeah.
Yep.
I understand that. I understand with something, the empowerment. I don't feel like I haven't made a difference. It's just I would like to see if I could get on a higher platform. Go higher, but some of my shows are real controversial, so, you know, but
yeah.
I care about people, and I'm also humble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'm a humble person.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Good. So, well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay.
If you wanted to help.
Oh, no, I do want to. Oh, no, I do want to. We'll talk more about that because we'll definitely talk about that.
1,200 shows. And I have done the acting. How did you know about the acting? Have I been anything with you?
How did I know about the asking?
The acting.
You said?
Acting.
Oh,
yes,
no, I just did my research. You No,
oh.
You didn't tell me. I had to dig too, Angela. I had to dig, but I love research. That's my thing too. So I came over a little nugget when I sent you back the other day, and I said, I found you now. I had no idea. That's what I'm saying. That word caliber came to my mind because you got a beautiful, beautiful history. You got a credible history. You've got some great experience under your belt. You've done rubbed shoulders. You've worked with so many wonderful people. Tyler Perry's movie,
yes.
Medea's goes, you know. Talk to us about that. Give us a brief.
I was the extra in Tyler Perry and Madea Goes to Jail. Oh, wow. That was back in 2010. I've worked with T.Y. Martin, Lord, taught me about domestic violence against women. I've worked with Florida State University. I've been in Skip Tracer. I've been in Shakespeare, Macbeth, I believe it was. Yeah, Shakespeare. I think it was A Marriage Made in Hell or something like that. And I forget. There's so many different. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple of commercials. Been on some local talk shows. I've been in Greenleaf. I haven't been in the fourth season of Greenleaf. I work at Cap Casting. Great company. Great young people. God, those young people are so professional, and they feed you well. There in Georgia. Yeah, I haven't did anything since April of last year.
So still recent. So you're still doing your thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And you also.
Oprah.
Uh-huh. Greenleaf. Now, goodness, were you? I love that show. I love that show, and I stumbled on that by accident. And that became one of my favorite shows. Oh, my goodness, the messages up in that show. Well, you also had, you got a just as long history with who you've interviewed. You've interviewed some great people, Melba Moore, Shirley Murdoch, Tommy Hilfiger's brother, Andy, right? T.D. Jakes' daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I've interviewed all those people. I have about 1,200 interviews, and not all on Blog Talk, though.
Mm-hmm.
About 1,200 interviews.
Well,
just
this
not
is
with
you,
the Angela, not with Angela Butler show, but with Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on iHeartRadio too.
Mhm. I saw you over there too. And this is what it is: the hard work it pays off, and the effort. And do you enjoy what you're doing, Angela? Have you lost the joy and the zest and the passion for it?
No, I haven't lost the joy, the zest, or the passion, but sometimes I have to step back and take a break. Some interviews can be draining. It can be draining sometimes because you get so emotionally, I get emotionally involved, and that's what drains me. The most recent one I took a break from about a week or two, a couple of weeks. No, yeah, about a couple of weeks is Miss Charlene Lyle. She was a pregnant young black woman who wasn't even 30. The police killed her and an unborn baby, a young black woman, in front of her children. two of her children. She had four kids. It was two or either three there. And I had to take a break. Her sister is so strong, Miss Monica. She's so strong. Miss Charlene Lyles. It was a hard one. I had to take a break. Because the baby died with her. So, yeah, I have to take breaks from the show, get myself together, recuperate. But, no, I have not lost my passion. I have not lost my passion at all.
Good.
I just have to take
breaks.
And
those breaks, they're necessary. But knowing thyself, bringing your own words back to you, know thyself first, right? Or stay
true
to yourself is what you sell.
Stay true to yourself.
Yes. I always say know thyself because you can't even stay true to yourself.
Yeah,
everything. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is self-care. And even as we're evolving and working more with the business women, one thing I said is that my niche is how to pamper you because we're not taking as good of a care of ourselves. We're not taking those times to relax. I think the majority. You know, you got to rest that mind. You got to rejuvenate so that you can keep being powerful, power surged to keep doing the big job that only you are destined to do. So you got some work still to do. So, yes, please take that break. Thank goodness you haven't lost that passion.
My last show was 3 or 4 days, and then I thought the show yesterday about Mr. Donovan McQuarrie and Mr. John Singleton, Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice. He's deceased now, Mr. John Singleton. But the character was the one, the little boy, the 12-year-old, and voice, and it was the Oscar-winning him. I interviewed him. Oh, now he can sing. I like his song, Love. He's Darius McQuarrie's baby brother from Family Matters. The child just looking, Eddie Winslow. That's who Donovan McQuarrie is from Boys in the Hood. He's been a lot of things, sister, and a lot of other stuff.
And that's a form, I'm sure that was draining, too, in itself. You know, a different kind of draining, right?
That was fun.
Okay. But I'm talking about the sadness of, well, no, the interview had made them, but I'm talking about the whole tribute, the whole Donovan, the passing of him. That's sad, and that does bring out, that part. Not
Donovan,
excuse me.
Mr. John Singleton he died at 51. He made Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, about 4 or 5. He was one of the first and youngest blacks to be nominated for 2 Oscars for Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson got either Oscar nominee for Poetic Justice. Yeah, it was a tribute to him. The interview was.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. It makes me want to learn some more about you, too. And I think that people really need to know how to contact you because I'd love for anybody that wants to hear more about the offer that you're offering people. You're going into 10 years. You've built the show. You've got a great, great listenership. And you're opening up your platform for sub-host, right, or co-host, or whichever way. So what is the best way for people to contact you? I know you said your email earlier, so you tell
exactly
us. What's
co-host.
The best way?
It's not really a co-host. I started out with co-host with Mr. Eddie Lovert Jr. and other people. He was my co-host for a number of years throughout different veteran shows, Mr. Eddie Lovert Jr. But what I'm offering is a platform for people to come on and start their own radio shows.
On your platform. Okay, good.
Yes,
thank you for that clarity. How can they contact you?
Angela Butler, A-N-G-E-L-A, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. SHOW Angela Butler Show SHOW at gmail.com on Facebook.
Perfect. I want you, that's what I was starting to say, is I used to ask for our guests to leave us with some words of empowerment for our listeners and anything that touched their spirit that they just wanted to say. And I want to adjust that and say, ask our guest, because everything that we've talked about was a form of empowerment, in my opinion. And what kind of impact do you think, would you say that you contribute to making this world a better place?
I believe someone learned something from the people I interviewed, and that I offered some very people who people didn't know of a lot of education information on history, on current day topics, on yesterday's stars, today's stars, and tomorrow's stars, a lot of Black history. My favorite interview was with Mr. Kevin Thornborn. He talked about the bombings in New York, Mr. Kevin Wendell Thornborn, but he has to look the life and times of Kevin Wendell Thornborn there in New York. That was my favorite interview. My empowerment thing to say is stay true to yourself. As I said earlier, do your research if that's the type of show you want. It's a lot of work, though, because, like I said, I've had well over 1,100, 1,200, 1,300 shows. It's a lot of work, but have fun. Have fun. Once it becomes a task or a chore, it's not fun anymore. And help someone. Help someone. Give someone else a voice. If that's what you're choosing to do. Okay. All right.
You could say more if you need to. I'm there.
No,
you can say more if you need to. I didn't mean to cut you off at all.
No, just stay true to yourself. I mean, I got in it to help to give people a voice. It took a lot of different twists and turns, and I enjoy the show. So, like I said, when you need breaks, take breaks, because you only got one you. More than likely, the world is still going to be turning after you're gone. You only have one life. Enjoy it. I'm almost 50. Enjoy life strong. Tell people that you love, that you really love them. You know what? Give them a hug. People you love. I'm not talking just anyone. And stay true to yourself. Like I said earlier, just stay true to yourself. Take care of your mental health, because your health and your physical health, once you've lost your mental health or your physical health or both, it's not a good thing. I mean, you can still go on, but I'm just saying, take care of yourself. Go to the doctor when you have to. Rest if you can. Take breaks. I know there are a lot of working women, lots of working Black women and every other race of women, but take breaks sometimes. If you don't do nothing, take a 15-minute power nap, a 15-minute, 20-minute power nap. Do that. It can make a world of difference in your psyche. Okay, that's all I have to say. I don't really have anything else to say.
And that'll keep them fresh so that they can keep on doing and keep on going. You say you got only one you. So everybody, examine that one you, who you are, and believe in yourself. Others will follow suit and believe in you too. And sometimes it goes vice versa. People see something and believe in you before you even see it. But stay open. And just keep dreaming. Don't think it's impossible. And that's my motto.
Okay, that's great, the dreaming part. Keep dreaming is okay. But at some point, you have to get a little bit into reality, too. It's okay to say
that's
no.
That's right.
If you fail at one thing and it doesn't work out, as long as you wake up the next morning, doesn't know the opportunity for something else. As long as you keep
waking up.
It's always opportunity, not old yet. There are 90-some-year-old people going back to school and graduating with bachelor's degrees. It's never too late. For anyone. That's why it's so important to take care of yourself.
And ask that who, what, where, why, too.
Yes.
Thank you,
that's
Angela.
That's the interview.
Yes. I appreciate you and your time and the nuggets that I'm walking away with and the nuggets you've given our guest. I look forward to talking to you more, and you and I will come up with some kind of strategy as to how we can help you, okay? So let's not wait to do that. I'll reach out. Have a good night. Good night, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.